because Yates Kislev, because the word is that the Baal HaTanya was imprisoned because he broke Gvulim. He was Megala, Sodas HaTorah, in Avana and Hasoga, The Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Maggid came to him when he was in jail. He came to him and said, there's a Kibshu Gat in Shemayim, that he's taking Hecher Zachen, he's breaking Gvulim. You know, he's bringing him down to Havana and Hasoga. Hasoga's a Gvul. He's breaking into the Gvul of the Gvul of Gvul. He's bringing Hecher Zachen down. Midi connect Midi. He was jailed. You're in a Gvul. You're locked in. Mamish, that's jail. Jail is you're kept within a Gvul. You can't go out. That was the Midi connect Midi. The Kitchu was poiled that he should be put into jail because he broke Gvulim. He broke Gvulim, so that's why he was put in the Abdul Kilo. He broke Gvulim in order to be marked Gvulim of Kedusha. So therefore he was put into jail. The Klibad and Achiza, Kitruk, put him into jail to confine him. It's a punishment for breaking the Gvul.
You're letting out too much.
Yeah, they were sending his Kitruk too much. He's Niglan, he's Nista. He took Taurus and Nista and he's bringing it down until... So to bring them down to Havana and Asaga. In other words, this is Ki'ilu Shaykh to a different type of person, different type of Havana, and Chassidus Chabad brings it down and uses Mishalim for Kabbalah, uses Mishalim of Nefesh HaOdom and B'Psari Yechzeh Leka, uses the Pesach the whole time, B'Psari Yechzeh Leka, just like Nefesh HaOdom, just like the Dam, just like this, takes Kabbalah de Gazach and he brings them down. He broke the Gvul between Nigla and Nista. He broke the Gvul. So he was jailed, and that's why they were all jailed. All the Baruch Rebbes, a lot of them were jailed, because the Indian by the Baruch Rebbes was Mesiris Nefesh, to go, just to smash, just to break through. Right? Foratzta, this Rebbe, Foratzta, what does Foratzta mean? Yom of a Kedem, it's a fine Hegwad, nothing gets in the way, and that's Kishmoy Kainhu, that's what he preached. I just heard this morning in a yeshiva, whatever, I don't know if you know him, Ephraim Weissmandel, he's an Eidem by this thing. He said he saw on the video, he saw that someone told the Rebbe that they got so much, the three new moisters, and after take off, they got so much, what should they do? So the Rebbe told him, add on. The Shaila was what to take off because it's too much, and the terrace was, add on. What's the side of that? That kind of story, but what's the side? The side is, you magnify yourself, you got to be magnify yourself. Go into a matzah where you break the gvulim. When you break the gvulim, you'll have time for everything. Yiddishkeit, you never know what leads on to the next thing. It's Yiddishkeit ruchnis be'etzim works b'li gvulim. I heard yesterday, Moedig, a story. The Musa Haskell from the story is Moedig. It's not such a Moedig story. But Bochum of Aseret, in my shame, told me yesterday, Stam Mesich Levitumet, you know my story? So I said, what's your story? So he said he came from a more from family, more of an Orthodox family or whatever, but she was in university in America called Binghamton, or whatever, it's a university somewhere in the middle of nowhere in America. You heard of such a name? Binghamton? Yeah, so he was in a university over there. He was completely fried, went completely up. This bocher is now in yeshiva, completely fried. So he says, last year in Asar Matavis, he took a tray, like in the kitchen deck, took his food and sat down. And comes along another few Jewish students, completely fry, we're never from, they don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, you know. And they said to him, it's Asar HaBetavis today. Why are you eating? He says, what have you got to do with Asar HaBetavis? He said, they're fasting. He said, you're fasting today? These are completely fry students. He said, yeah, the Shliach in the campus told him that. Shlech on the campus told him that it's Asar HaTevis, what do you care, it's only till 5 in the afternoon, it's a big thing, Asar HaTevis, he's explaining them Asar HaTevis, so those fryer students were fasting. So he got so taken aback by it, that he got very close to the Shliach, which came from, and the Shliach said, you got to leave the university and go to Eretz Yisrael for a few years. So now he's here in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Moir, that's the Maisa, what's the Moir de Gazach? The Moir de Gazach is what one thing leads to the other. This shliach, he told his name is Sloni, he's probably Zedek Sloni's son, he's a Yushlaim al Babach Mishpacha, Alta Yushlaim al Babach Mishpacha, Shram, they go Shram. So he says, what's this? So this, I'm sure the shliach had, Yah Asar B'Tevis, Nishla Asar B'Tevis, I'm stumbling, they're not Shem Shabbos yet, was Hakstein Rain in Asar B'Yah Asar B'Tevis, Nishla Asar B'Tevis, you have to hack around what you can. And that was the chiddush of the rabbi. You never know where this is going to lead to. He told me that those other students are already from, already there. But I'm saying even then, so the student came in, he gives a share a few times a week, they came in, tomorrow is Asar B'Tevis, should I speak about it? Speak about Asar B'Tevis, tell them to fast, buses, you never know. What came out of those fryer students fasting on Asar B'Tevis? That this bocha became a Baal Tshuva, and he's learning in Eretz Yisrael. If they wouldn't have fasted on Asar B'Tevis, then he wouldn't have become, and then he wouldn't have. What's the bottom? The bottom is it's Ein Sof. It's a Yiddishkeit spreads. It's Ein Sof. You do a pu'ul, and that pu'ul triggers this off, and that triggers that off. And it's Ein Sof. It's Ein Sof. And now this is going to come from. He's going to stay in Yeshiva this year, hopefully next year, and he'll get married, he'll have a Yiddish Mishpucha, with Kinder, with Fruma Einiklach, all because of Freya, the Shliach got some Freya students to fast on Asar B'Tevis. Is there gvulim in Yiddishkeit? It's ain't gvul. We have to do what we can. We have to mechazek. We don't make chesboinus. Chesboinus are gvul. Since of dika chesboinus. No, that's your test kit stuff. That's what Baltanya and all the Baruch Shrevers ever, until this last Baruch Shreva, always demanded more. Never a gvul. Always demanded more. He took on everything, and more. It's a tzaddik, he's a doylem, it's a mechin of Yosef, it's a mechin of a tzaddik. It's Moisef, he's Moisef. It was a mayan, she'en soif, and mayan, his Torah was a mayan, she'en soif. The whole inin of teen life of Yiddishkeit, his pe'ulas today are pashut ein soif. Hundreds of thousands of pe'ulas taking place every day and every minute, and it's chnishnomal, chnishnomal, how much you hear and how much you do, that's a tzaddik, that's a middle tzaddik, that's a middle of Yosef. He's pulled down, you've seen the shamans that are pulled down into the world to break the gvul, finished. After the Holocaust, everybody wants to be in, and all the Gdolim said, be in, and he was a chiddush, he came out, and everybody argued with him, you have to go out. Today they're also, you have to go out, and they're all sending people out. Everybody's sending people out. But the one to break it, that's the tzaddik. The one who breaks the gvul, the one who went to Mitzrayim first, and he broke the gvul, and then everybody else is power by Yishu Tzu by Yirbo. The one who broke the gvul was Yosef Tzadik, was Yosef Ayrus.
When Balhain came out, he spread the chassidus more.
Yeah, no, he asked about Shem to in jail. He asked him, no, okay, so the kitchen got stopped. Nah, sorry, then you continue the story. But Shem said, no, now that you've started it, he has to come out. Yes, it's Asa, but yes, it's also. Nitna Rishus from the Shemaim. And now it's got to be, yes, it's Asa, but yes, it's also.
So we had to get the jail to
realize. Yeah. So they came to. In other words, there was a kitruk. So he needed his. That was his mysterious nefesh. They all had mysterious nefesh. Mysterious nefesh also gashmis and also in rochnis. He took a risky thing. The Banshlam could have said, Kavi Yochel could have been a murdering kitruk. You take him, tif and yonim, and you bring them down to a level of avonim asaga for the hamoinam. So they don't think of them. They don't think of their oinish. They don't think of anything. Mrs. Team. The wellsprings of Chassidus actually a futsu ma'inasacha chutsa means there's no soif. A spring has no soif until it spills out. It's gone beyond the, this is the gvul. And it spills out. That's what's going to bring the gvul ashlema. Just like we left Mitzrayim by breaking gvulim. So we're going to break this gvul of Mitzrayim by breaking the gvulim of Mitzrayim. Kol ha-Torah Sipuri Maisias, Chassidus, all the chalokim of Torah should spread out to Mitzrayim. Should spread out in the whole world, the whole week should become one big Tosefes Shabbos.